Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom,
keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at growthday.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please, your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. You're never going to touch the full rim of your potential if you're weighted down by baggage from your elementary school years, your high school years, your college years, these last 4 years. Listen, the last chapters of the book, you gone through them. You finished them. You flipped the page. You got a new chapter here. And you have to be willing to break from the past to have the future you so desperately desire. You have to have the courage to allow yourself to honor the past as it was, to forgive those who need to be forgiven, to forgive yourself, and to acknowledge that everything led you to this point now. Everything. Those crappy times, those times when you're depressed, those times when you gave up on yourself, those times when someone else gave up on you, those times that you gave up on others, the times that you quit, the times that you failed, the times that you felt so small, you were embarrassed. Those times don't live in this moment. And the more of those times that you cultivate in your mind and you ruminate on and you think and you self-talk on and you revisit in your mind, the more disempowering times from the past, hurtful times from the past, failures from the past, that you keep running in your head, what that is doing is that is taking up the very free space necessary for the bold ideas to come in. It's taking up the space for the very needed white space for creativity to come in, for the dreams to come in, for the best you to speak through from. Like, it's hard for you to live an authentic and true and vulnerable and real life if you're always speaking through your baggage, if you're always thinking through your baggage. And you guys know what I'm talking about. Like, everyone's got different baggage. Maybe your baggage is your divorce or that last job. They are not relevant today. And the only reason they're relevant today is if either you allow them to be relevant from those situations or those persons revisiting you, or you're running the same old story. You're running the same old excuses. Yeah, I can't do this because I suck at relationships. No, you sucked at relationships 10 years ago. Well, I can't do this because, you know, I failed. Yeah, 6 months ago. Today's a new day, homie. Like, you got to access this day, dude. This day is fresh. This day is clean. This day woke up, showered, ready, prepped for you by the universe or spirit or God or luck or cosmos, whatever you want to call it. This day says to you, when you wake up in the morning, the day whispers to you, do not fear me, for I have been brought here for you. You don't fear the day. That day has been brought here for you. And when you have real reverence for life, when you have a deep gratitude and appreciation, like a deep gratitude and appreciation for life, you don't hold on to a lot of yesterdays. You notice the changing fall colors now. You notice the free space that you have now. You notice the time and the choices and the opportunities available to you now. Yesterday's not such a big deal. You don't hold the baggage. And here's how you know if you're holding baggage. You know in your heart there's baggage there when you keep playing small. When you keep minimizing yourself, to other people in your current situation, that's because the self showing up is the self lugging the baggage, feeling bad about themselves, letting it weigh down. When you're free and spirited in this moment, when you're truly present, free from yesterday, like when you're present right here, that authenticity, that spirit shines through. And listen, the same people who completely shut you down yesterday, when they go to shut you down today, you go, hey, that's not okay. Maybe the old you let them shut you down. The new you, today you, the old you let them shut you down because you had hurts and feelings and old stories and you labeled yourself differently and you let yourself be put in your place by somebody. Today, the place you've been put on is a fresh ground of earth. Today, the place that you've been put in is this moment. And this moment doesn't reek of yesterday. When the sun set yesterday, it set. When the sun rose this morning, it was fresh. There were new birds around your house, not old birds. They moved on too. You got to kind of get it in your mind at some point that this day, if you have real reverence for life, you don't meet the day as you did in high school. Because if you have reverence for life, you recognize that all those struggles brought you here. That all those struggles were necessary to make a new you, a fresh you. That you gotta release some of those hurts, man, and those pains, girl, and those stories, my friends, because they're old. And how can you possibly touch the rim of your potential of the future? How are you going to get lift to be able to leap up there and grab it when you got 40 pounds of old stories of stupid stuff you did in high school or the way they treated you when you were 10 or the way they talked to you when you were 30? Like, you're in a different place now. And you need to be in this place light on your feet. Because how many of you think, like, the truth is right now, you need to be able to adapt? I mean, the world's in chaos. You need to be light on your feet, right? Like, if you've ever taken dance classes before, when you're heavy on your feet, it's because your body moves in the old ways. The more you learn to be present in the moment, the more you get light on your feet. And all of a sudden now, when your partner turns this way, boom, you can go that way. Because you're not thinking about the way you went 100 times ago. You're there with that person dancing. And now it's real, it's alive, and you're creating something new and unique between you. You need to do that with the moment. Like now, like the chaos of the world and the abundance of the world and the opportunities of the world have never been intersecting the way that they are right now. And you got to be light on your feet. And if you still hate yourself from something that happened a couple years ago, I have to urge you and tell you and reveal to you, I'm your high performance coach. I am training you here. I can't be your therapist. And so what I tell people right off the bat, if you really want to live a courageous life, but you notice you keep shutting yourself down because of stuff that happened in previous chapters of your life, not just like you're down. Hey, look, some of us all had a bad week in the last couple months. Like, there's a difference between like a bad couple days versus a couple chapters, right? And if you had a couple chapters where you've been down, depressed, sad, a couple chapters where you minimize yourself, a couple chapters where you shot yourself down, sabotage yourself, told yourself so stories, and like literally limit yourself because the way you perceived yourself from the past, if those old chapters have been there, multiple previous chapters, then from today, do yourself a favor and seek professional therapy. Seek somebody to do that work with you. But it's like if you're trying to hit gas, and you keep hitting the brake at the same time because for reasons of trauma or super old stories or old baggage, you just need somebody to help you process that. It doesn't make you weak seeking help. It makes you courageous seeking help. It doesn't make you small seeking help. It makes you expansive seeking help. And it might be your way out. So I just think that, I don't know how you guys feel, but I really feel like a lot of people think that there's like a stigma to therapy still worldwide. So I just want to let you know, like, it's okay for you to seek professional medical or therapeutic guidance because you shouldn't be still trapped in your old stories. Not at this stage. You're too damn old. Like, isn't it true? We've all been through too much to be thinking about what we did in high school or elementary school or that trauma that we had 4 or 5 years ago. And sometimes you need assistance for that. Like many of you guys know, I had a major trauma a couple years ago when I had a brain injury. I didn't have the brain injury and then be like, I'm good. I'll get on with my own damn self. I was like, man, I had significant trauma there. I got hurt. I'm gonna go get some help. And if I hadn't got that help, we wouldn't be here together today. So I just think it's okay to ask for help and to know that if you need it. If you don't need the help, what you need is a reminder, and that's why you're here today. And that is simply, you have to have a process every single week where you let go of the screw-ups of the week. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com. See, what most people do is they just carry the screw-ups, hate myself, failure, screw-up, label, screw-up, label, screw-up, label, screw-up, label, and all the mess-ups of their life, they start defining as themselves. And the mistake you made weeks ago, you labeled it as part of your identity versus a behavioral mistake. Right? Behaviors change every day. Your behaviors today are different than they were yesterday. Like, behaviors are very adaptive and reactionary type of thing. You'll get some behaviors wrong, some behaviors right. But what most people do is they get the wrong behavior and they pull that wrong behavior and they pull it into identity. Mess up, they grab the mess up and they make it their mindset. No, the mess up was a behavioral problem. It is an identity problem. And so they take the mess up, the problem, and they make it the personhood. And that's what we call making mountains out of molehills. Like, so what? You got the project in late. Does that mean you're a complete failure? No, it means you got the project in late, dude. Next time, plan better. Jesus, right? It's like we take the little things and we blow it up into who we are. Who you are is not all the mess ups. It's part of your learning journey, but it's not you. And so you gotta know, like, there's a difference here. And sometimes baggage is recognizing, oh, that was an awkward, weird, uncomfortable, harmful situation, but that's not me. That was a situation. It was a behavior. It was something that happened, an occasion. And then we can go, okay, if that's true, then who am I really? Who do I wanna be? Who am I now at this age of my life without those old stories? The mess up isn't the mindset, right? It's so simple. But here's the thing, I told you, you need a reminder. It needs to be a rhythm for you. It's part of my Sunday rhythm. Some of you guys know I do my Sunday review. And when I do my Sunday review, I literally go, okay, where could I have shown up better this last week? Where could I have behaved better this last week? What could I have done better this last week? And I just reflect on previous week. And I identify the things that didn't go the way I wanted to. And I ask, okay, what could I have done? And then I do the most simple and basic thing that you could do on a Sunday. I forgive myself. And I let it go. You know, isn't that why some people go to church to absolve themselves and to admit their sins and to release it. And maybe you're a churchgoer, maybe you're a spiritual person, maybe you believe in God or you don't, but either way, wouldn't it be a practical thing to do on Sunday to go, okay, let me review where my week went, good and bad, and let me decouple my emotions from that so I can enter Monday with freedom. Because when I am in a space of freedom, I make much better decisions than when I am in the space of lack, when I am in the space of self-hatred, when I'm in the space of carrying all this stuff unprocessed. I mean, have we learned anything from personal development other than, hey, you got to process the stuff that happened in your life and understand how you identify with that and what you're going to do next. You got to process it, man. And most people, because they're not processing, their immediate snap judgments of self, oh, I screwed up. Imagine if we could just loop back your last couple months and every single week, just think about how much you screwed up the last couple months. I don't know about you, but mine's like my hands would have to, like, I don't have enough hands, like, to count the number of screw-ups in the last couple months. I can't. It's like, it's so infinite number of screw-ups. But imagine if every time I screw up, I'm like, ugh, you're a screw-up. Ugh, you're dumb, Brendan. Ugh. And my self-talk in that moment was snap judgment, which most people it is. Snap judgment, self-talk. Dummy. Ugh. I know this. Stupid, Brendan. Ugh. Imagine if we take a loop of that for the last 6 months, uninterrupted, unpaused, unedited, and we took out all the situations of life, we removed all context, and it just sounded like, screw up, you suck, you suck, you suck, why'd you do that? Oh my God, dummy, 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 stupid, 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 stupid. And we didn't de-hook that. We didn't decouple that. That's what most people's realities are. And because that's always running unconsciously, because they're not deliberate about processing, they're not living a courageous life now, because every time they think a courageous thought, that overwhelming chorus of noise filters and swamps and smashes that. That whisper of a dream that is bold is beaten to death by the rap bass of the horrid talk that we have with each other. It's like boom, 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 boom in the back, right? And so that noise needs to be synthesized and edited down on a simple Sunday. You just sit there on your Sunday and you go, all right, man, had a lot of noise this last week. A lot of things didn't go the way I did, but you know what? Let me think about them. How could I have met those situations as my highest self? Or more courageous self. What could I have done? Okay, good. Good, Brendan, you're learning. Good job, Brendan, you're learning. Oh yeah, you could have been better then. Yeah, good for you having the intention to be better. Good for you to learn, Brendan. Good for you to set higher intentions, Brendan. Good job being on purpose. Good job, Brendan, trying to improve your life. Okay, good job. You got a new way to look at that, Brendan. Good job. Now just let it go, man. Just take that emotion and let that emotion float away for a little bit. Don't let that emotion from that mess up my Monday. It's Sunday, I gotta let that go. I forgive myself in that situation, because I've learned. I forgive the other people in the situation, because even if they didn't learn, I learned and they gave me a lesson. I let go of that situation because that situation is not in this moment as I'm sitting here with my green tea and my journal reflecting on last week. In this moment, I got a journal, I got a green tea. None of those bastards are here. It's just me and the green tea. So you see, we've got this opportunity to make a space every week in which we debrief the week and decouple ourselves, unhitch the trailer of weight and let it fall back down the hill. You know what I mean? And so you gotta be attentive and aware of, like, do I got any weight on me from the last couple weeks or months or years? And can I just start releasing some of that tension? It's a difficult thing to do, and it will change your life. Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope
and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because, believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.